morning. You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN Radio 720. I'm Amanda Vinicky, filling in for Rick Pearson, joined in studio by Scott Kennedy of Illinois Election Data, who was during that break there making fun of my Hallmark addiction. But let me just say, I also watch, of course, WGN Morning News, listen to public radio, and of course, WTTW Channel 11, which has some fine programming. So my taste isn't all terrible. Just want to get that out there for the world to know. Scott, in addition to breaking you off before you could make fun of me on air for that, I also think I cut you off as you were kind of going through the list in terms of where the candidates for mayor stack up. And so Bill Daley, way out in front. Just can you briefly go through the rest of the field? Yes, financially, not in terms of the polls. We're not going to go there.
Yeah, looking at the field, it sort of tapers off, but there's this really large middle section. You know, Tony Preckwinkle's got just shy of about $3 million. Gary Chico just shy of about $2 million. Susana Mendoza about $1.5 million. And this is based on the money that they had as of 12:30 or 12:31, plus the money that we're aware of that's come in. You know, the thing to keep in mind is that they're aggressively spending that already. So it'll be interesting to see who can afford to stay up. You know, I think we're seeing some candidates that are more on cable than on broadcast, which the cable is obviously cheaper. But I think that we've got a number of candidates here. There's nobody that has so much money they can drown out the field, and we've got a number of candidates here that are capable of communicating reasonably effectively or near what each other's doing. And the polling is showing us that there are a number of candidates all sort of mixed together with that only have to make a little bit of improvement to qualify for the runoff. There's almost no chance that we're going to have an election that doesn't have a runoff. You know, if one candidate got over 50%, then there wouldn't be a runoff. But with this many candidates, we're virtually guaranteed for that.
Yeah, no way, no how. Let me tell anybody who is listening, Sunday Spinners, that now is your opportunity. If you have a question about campaign numbers, voting numbers, any of that, now is your time to ask them. Give us a call, 312-981-7200. You can also text that number, again, 312-981-7200, or write in. Our Facebook page is The Sunday Spin. Twitter handle, Sunday Spin, because Scott Kennedy of Illinois Election Data can answer them. One of the pieces of information gleaned from all the data was really the high turnout in the last election, particularly in the Chicago area. I'm wondering if that says anything about what you predict, if anything, for turnout in the mayor's race in these coming municipal elections. Or, like, will that trend continue? Or are people going to be fatigued? I mean, we just got done with one election. You're telling me you've got to do another one, and there's 13, 15 candidates. How am I to choose?
Yeah. You know, you look back in November, and typically in a midterm election, the statewide turnout is anywhere from 49 to 51%. It doesn't move all that much, and that's going back 20 or 30 years. And then all of a sudden this year, it was at 57%, so it was much larger. And then, you look at what are we going to see in the mayor's race. I think with so many candidates, there are enough people, there are enough interesting options that everybody's going to have some candidate that they at least want to go vote for. So as long as the weather isn't hurting that, it seems like we should be heading towards a pretty large turnout. And then you see some of these forums, these candidate forums. You know, there were pictures in the 47th Ward on the northwest side, and it's this full school of gymnasium. There was a candidate forum in the 49th Ward on the far north side the other night, and they had 700 people there just to hear these aldermanic candidates in the dead of winter. So it seems like that voters are paying attention. I think the polling shows that there are a lot of undecided voters still, but it's not that they're not paying attention. They just haven't made up their minds yet.
Yeah, anecdotally, I moderated a forum for the ACLU of Illinois between some of the mayoral candidates on Friday night. And again, we didn't actually get snow, but it was predicted. And yet there was a full auditorium there and, you know, side rooms with people watching a live stream. There certainly is a lot of enthusiasm for this race. Let's turn our attention to one of those aldermanic races, which, of course, all can be so very important and crucial for neighborhoods. And that is, of course, the situation where there's a bit of a David v. Goliath. The David's name is Ed Burke, and Goliath, Goliath's name is Ed Burke. The Davids, there are several of them in terms of folks running in the 14th Ward. Tell us about the lopsided fundraising or money. I guess it's not even fundraising as much as he came in with a lot of money in the bank, Alderman Ed Burke.
Yeah, you know, he's been in a very powerful position as the chairman of the finance committee. It's allowed him to have a ton of donors and raise a ton of money, and he hasn't had to spend money in many years, so he's been able to sit on money. So he's got about $10 million just in his candidate committee, and then he's got another, he's got a PAC with about $2 million, and then his ward organization has another $500,000. So we're looking at a guy with about $12 million here, just a little bit more than that, running against three candidates, none of whom even have $20,000 in their account. So for, you know, sometimes we say money is everything and money's going to decide the race. And here, on the one hand, you've got a longtime incumbent, power of incumbency, and a ton of money. And on the other side, you've got these changing demographics. This is a ward that's now 70, 80% Latino, and he's facing criminal charges. So we're going to find out what these campaign fundamentals tell us about a race like that.
We do have a caller on the line. I'm not sure, perhaps a question for you, Scott. Let's see, who do we have here? Dan, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. I had a quick question about the number of signatures required for someone to get on the ballot. There's everyone understands that we need new direction, new people to get involved. And for example, with the Cook County Board President running for mayor, if she steps down, that'll open up that position. So I'm wondering, the signatures required seems to be really a problem for a lot of potential candidates. Is there a way that we could require less signatures? I think it's like 5,000 signatures or 10,000, and then if you want to run as an independent, it's like 25,000. Those are just huge numbers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In order to run for mayor in the city of Chicago, you need 12,500 valid signatures, and you're allowed to turn in an unlimited amount, so candidates are typically turning in way more because, there are some errors and so forth. But it's really problematic, and we've seen a number of mayoral candidates get kicked off the ballot, and two more are facing potentially getting kicked off this upcoming week. You know, in terms of changes, it used to be that the powers that be favored this system because it really favored people that had the ward organizations or the party backing. And that's no longer really the case. Those don't really exist. So we're seeing even the party-backed candidates having to spend a ton of money to go and do this, and they hire a bunch of temporary staff to go get the signatures they need. It wouldn't surprise me if we see in the next few years switching to a system like we see in some other states where you have a ballot access fee. If you're going to go and pay to get these signatures anyway, they might as well move to a fee structure where you could have the option. You could either pay a fee to get on the ballot, or you could go do it the old-fashioned way, the shoe leather and the signatures. But it seems like we're potentially moving in that direction. So we'll have to keep an eye on Springfield.
Well, and I'll add that there is also a signature argument to be made, or that is often made on the state level, whereas there, the powers that be may still actually appreciate the system as it is now, where there are different signature requirements because there aren't quite this many candidates and they are able to sort of hold on to current power structures, or so the thinking goes. Others would say that this is a way to make sure that you don't have these kind of crowded races that are so confusing to voters, and to really cover the ground there. And also adding that should the Cook County Board President seat open up if Preckwinkle succeeds in her plan to running for winning the mayor's office, I do believe that it would be at least in the interim selected from within the county board. So wouldn't see another election signature gathering process come right away. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it at that, though. I know Scott Kennedy of Illinois Election Data is filled with a whole lot more data to share, and I know I have plenty more questions for him, but I appreciate the opportunity to have been with y'all this week. I'm again Amanda Vinicky with WTTW-TV's Chicago Tonight, filling in for Rick Pearson, who has texted me. Be assured, he is listening, even in his recovery. So thanks for everybody wishing him to get well. This is WGN Radio. It's 8:57.